Thank you, guys. Let's all take our songbooks and stand up. Page number 334. Everybody standing. We'll sing first and last verse. Years I spent in vanity and pride, then I came to Calvary. Page 334, first and last verse.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me.
Beautiful day for graduation. Absolutely gorgeous. And I can tell already some of the moms are teary-eyed at the prospect of their children graduating from high school. And that's good. I'm glad for there to be some emotion. It doesn't need to be a formal dead service tonight. We're very grateful for these five young people, very grateful for God's blessings on their lives and these families that come to support them, of course, and the friends here tonight. So let's have a good time together as we celebrate with these young people as they graduate from high school. Let's pray together as we begin, all right? Father in heaven, we're very, very thankful, very, very grateful for your goodness, Lord, to these five young people and the families they come from. And Lord, thank you for the year that you've given us here at the school. Thank you for, Lord, the teachers, the staff, the administration. I think of the parents who paid dearly through property taxes and then pay again for Christian education. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless them for their investment and the life of their young person. And then, Father, bless this time tonight with your presence. We've already enjoyed a good musical special. We pray for the rest of the program. May it be a blessing to our hearts. And I trust that it will honor and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Be seated.
Starting tonight, we're going to hear from our choir, and they're going to sing the song Still.
take our songbook one more time. Find page number 523. We'll remain seated and sing the first and last verse of a great old song. I heard an old story how a Savior came from glory. We'll find victory in Jesus. 523 in your songbooks.
I heard an old story how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning, that I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing.
Verse 3, I heard about a mansion.
I heard about a mansion. He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Another part of our ceremonies tonight is our eighth grade graduation, and we're proud of their accomplishments that they finished eighth grade, and the seven of them are graduating tonight. But if you're a parent of one of our eighth graders, would you please stand tonight, one of the parents of our eighth graders all across the crowd tonight. Thank you so much. Let's give them a round of applause, our eighth grade parents. Will the eighth graders please stand? Simon Kibe Chegg. John Carlos Damian. You can cheer. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Trace Elijah Jameson. Alexander James Luco. Quinn Noel Munkowski. Phoebe Kate Thomason. Sophie Grace Thomason. Mrs. Thomason's going to get your picture here. This officially makes you the incoming freshman class. Congratulations, guys. She's good. Thank you. We're going to hear from a group of male singers, male ensemble. They're going to be singing He's Already in Your Tomorrow.
measure of time, he holds the world in his hands. He looks from heaven, sees where you are, arranging your life in his plans, preparing you now, unfolding the way to all your tomorrows and whatever you face. He's already in your tomorrow. He's walking one step ahead. Whether it's joy or it's sorrow, he'll do just what he said. He'll never leave you lonely in the land of the great unknown. He's already in your tomorrow. Don't be afraid to keep pressing on. Often you struggle looking ahead, dreading tomorrow it seems. Embracing the present, forgetting the past, giving up on your dreams. You're stranded between your faith and your fears. Yet no matter the conflict, the future is clear. He's already in your tomorrow. He's walking one step ahead. Whether it's joy or it's sorrow, he'll do just what he said. He'll never leave you lonely in the land of the great unknown. He's already in your tomorrow. Don't be afraid to keep pressing on. He's already in your tomorrow. He's walking one step ahead. Whether it's joy or it's sorrow, he'll do just what he said. He'll never leave you lonely in the land of the great unknown. He's already in your tomorrow. Don't be afraid to keep pressing on. He's already in your tomorrow.
job. You may be seated. We're going to have a speech at this time from our salutatorian, Hector Diaz. Hector, come on up, sir.
The name Hector Diaz is a name I've gotten accustomed to over the years. You know, it's kind of hard not to when you're named that. You know, it means a lot of things to me. It means that I was kind of dumb when I was young. It means that I was not Christian at the start of my life. It means that God saved me and that he allowed me to be a part of this church. Before I keep going, you know, I want to kind of tell you guys I'm be doing a little bit of both. I'm be doing some Spanish and some English because my grandparents are here. Hola, abuelo. Hola, abuela. You know, so I got to do a little bit for both, you know, just to kind of, so they understand some.
Amen.
But I want to say thank you to everybody that decided to attend here. I want to say, you know, thank you to the four other guys, two other gals that are graduating with us. Thank you for all the memories. You know, I've enjoyed our time together. I've enjoyed our time with the 11th graders also. I've enjoyed my time as a part of this church. You know, I was part of mainly the Spanish part until 3 years ago. Then I got involved in the English, and, you know, I'm really happy to say I'm a part of two churches. I have two different pastors. I got Pastor Angel, and then I got my, like, true pastor, you know, Pastor Danny. That kind of goes into the thank yous. I want to say thank you to Pastor Angel for the great influence he's been to our school, you know, our church, everything. I want to say thank you to Pastor Danny. Gracias por todo lo que has hecho por yo, Pastor.
Man.
Gracias por involucrarme en la iglesia. Gracias por empujarme a seguir en la voluntad de Dios. I want to say thank you to Brother Brian. You know, the great influence he's been to me. I remember, like, kind of a dumb story, right? Man, I promised my mom I wouldn't cry, man, my bad. Late. So I just got in here for my first year, right? And bike-a-thon. I couldn't participate. I didn't learn how to ride a bike young. I just kind of stayed inside most of my time. So 10th grade rolled around. I finally learned how to ride a bike. I did the 20 miles for my first time. So that was kind of, yeah, no, I think it should go without saying you shouldn't do that. But you know, I remember those 20 miles. I pushed myself to the 10, and I said, oh, this is easy. 10 was easy. I'm about to do another 10. So I was kind of struggling for those 10, but Brother Brad kind of pushed me at the end. You know, I was at my last maybe mile and a half, 2 miles. And, you know, that always stuck with me, that he was, even if I would mess it up, he was there for me.
Amen.
You know, even if I didn't know what I was doing at the time, he stuck by me. He supported me. And I'm happy to say he's still supporting me, you know. He dealt with 4 years of me. But again, seriously, I want to say a big thank you to my mom. Big thank you to my dad, you know, everything they've done for me. The last 17 years that they've known me. You know, I like to say, you know, they put their part in raising me, right? Any other faults, any problems I have are just my own thing, but they did everything they could to raise me right. I want to say thank you to my family. You know, my extended family, my cousins, my uncles, for all the great memories that I've had with them. I want to say thank you to my Spanish church. Thank you to the English church for all the memories we've had. You know, all the conferences, all the camps, all the different, you know, even just the service was special when I was here with you guys. I want to say thank you to the Knights Educational Society specifically. Thank you for keeping the cost down so that, you know, someone like me and my brother could attend the church, attend the school, I mean. I want to say thank you to Brother Andrew. I don't know where he is right now. He's in the south, up there. I want to say thank you to Brother Andrew. You know, you took care of Brother Mick's place when he left. I didn't know Brother Mick when he first got here, so you've kind of been like my official youth pastor. I want to say thank you for everything you've done for our youth group. I want to say thank you to Brother Victor. Brother Victor back there. When I first got to church, he was the one that actually led me to Christ. He's the one that won me, and later on I got assurance of my salvation, but I still consider him like the main reason I stuck around. And you know, these last maybe year and a half, 2 years, I've been under him. He's been teaching me how to teach junior church, how to talk to kids better, kind of lead them to the Lord, you know, silly stuff, teaching them verses, playing around with them. He gave me a car a few days ago as a means of transportation when I'm down at Kentucky. He's just, throughout all my time here, he's been one of the most special brothers in our church. I want to say a special thank you to you, brother. I want to thank you to everyone else that, you know, just decided to attend. And I should probably leave with a little bit of words of wisdom, or what I kind of have is wisdom for the rest of the class later on when you guys graduate. I just want to motivate you guys to be productive with your time. And also just don't waste it. Don't look at us that are graduating right now and say, man, I'd love to be done with school. I'd love to, you know, I'd love to just be graduated already. A few days ago, I forget what I was doing, I heard a quote by Teddy Roosevelt. He said, comparison is the thief of joy. If you always compare to someone else, if you always try and say, I want to be like that, I want to have that. You know, this person has something better than me, or, you know, maybe I'm better than this person or this, but I really want this. You're never going to be happy. I just want to motivate you guys, you know, the few time that some of you guys have left in this school. I want you guys to cherish that. I want you guys to just give it all you got, you know. I had the fault of not caring in some parts, especially my first 2 years here. 9th and 10th grade, I really didn't want to be here. It wasn't until later on when I got my assurance of salvation, I decided, man, I'm really blessed to have a church tied with a school that I can be a part of.
Amen.
But anyways, that's it for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the service, and just thank you for being here.
Amen.
Be a tough act, Miles, to follow that. That was for sure. Good job, Hector. Enjoyed just exactly right. Preacher said it, you know, just come from his heart, and that's how it was. I remember just a quick story about Hector. I remember when the Diazes came to the back-to-school barbecue. I don't know if you all remember that. And the boys were getting, you know, coming to school. And Axel was excited, and I think he's just excited anywhere he's at, but he was excited. And Hector, he just was not sure at all. And Brother Diaz came up to me, and he said, Brother, I don't know. And I said, you know, it'll be all right. And, you know, then I went over and began to talk with Hector a little bit, and God just began to work in his heart these last 4 years he's been here. And he's planning on going off to Bible college, to Commonwealth, and so looking forward to great things from him. Well, we'd like to see the parents of our graduates and recognize them. So if you're of one of the five seniors tonight, if you're mom, dad here representing our graduates, would you just please stand? And we'd like to see who all the parents are this evening. Thank you so much for the hard work you've put into these young people. Let's give them a round of applause. While they're standing, if you came as family tonight representing one of these five graduates, would you as well stand? We'd like to recognize those that are here all across from both sides of the auditorium to the back as well. Thank you so much. Give them a round of applause. Thanks for coming tonight. I know that means a lot to these five graduates this evening. Well, I get a chance to just briefly talk to the five seniors, and every year I try to make it brief and try to not prolong it too long, but I just first of all want to say congratulations to the five seniors and your parents as well. Congratulations. This night, it doesn't happen for everybody. This is not graduation for everybody. It doesn't happen, and it's a true accomplishment. And to the five of you, on behalf of the faculty and staff of Faith Baptist Academy, thank you for finishing what you started. Thank you for finishing. Thank you for not quitting. We've got a lot of that going on today, as Hector alluded to, just leave it and go find something else and not finishing. But, you know, I'm not sure if over the past 15 years as administrator, I've ever had a more vastly different group of students. And I mean that in all sincerity. I don't know that I've ever had five of different personalities, serious ones, those that are serious in the group. We have some that are driven, even when it comes to music, athletics, those that are social and those that are not so social as well. You know, the ones who have been here for a while and the ones that just got here, but it's felt like they've been here all along. It's been a good group. However, all of you have come tonight with a common bond. That same drive that started you all in a different place and even different parts of the world. This could only have happened because of the someone in your lives. The someone. And that's Jesus Christ, who knows no boundary. His love and his affection that came to each of you according to your testimonies, as we saw and read that paper that we got tonight, he deserves all glory and praise and honor for anything that's done in your life and in mine. Anything that happens. And yes, tonight is that time when you finish your high school years, but truly it's the beginning of the most important, I would possibly say, the next 5 years of your life. College, career, jobs, marriage. But if I could, let me remind you of a few things these next couple years. Recently, after teaching, I substitute as a teacher in Sunday school, and the Sunday school lesson was about Noah. And this was 3-4 weeks ago, and I just remember thinking, man, that's some practical things that are really, really helpful. For it doesn't matter who you are, some really helpful things. Out of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, and it says this, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." And if I could point out a few things that hopefully will stick with you all from these verses. You know, the first thing I see is Noah was searching for a life that was pleasing to the Lord. He wasn't looking for the world's material matters. He was searching for godly matters. That's what he was looking for. To all five of you, there's no guessing games with God. There's no guessing games. What you search for, you will find. If you're not searching for him, then you definitely won't find him. Make sure it's what God wants for your life. I like what you said at Kemi last night. Just take the next day. This is God's will for me today. And that's how it should be. I also see that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He wasn't looking for man's approval. But by finding grace in God's eyes, you'll find approval with man. Because you're searching for God. Recently reading my Bible, this is kind of blended together out of John. I'll read you a verse out of John chapter 12 and verse number 43. And it says this, "For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." They love the praise of men more than the praise. I hope that's not the case for you, that you love the praise of men more than you love the praise of God. And you know, it keeps going there in Genesis. Not only Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, but then verse number 9, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah's a just man and perfect in generations." And then this, "And Noah walked with God." He walked with God. What a great thing to be said about anybody, that they just walked with God. A desire, a longing to be with the Lord. A just and a perfect man in his generation, that's great to be said about anybody. It's a high praise. But if we stopped with just that, would you be satisfied? Some might, but not Noah. And it doesn't. Noah walked with God. He found time to walk with God. And really, as I said before, things are just beginning for you. You think it's busy now. It gets even busier. But don't forget the time with God. You need to walk with him. Have that, as Pastor has said, countless times, time and place. Have a time and place. Get to a time and a place. And for you five, it will get busy. It really will. But I know God has something special in store for each one of you. So as I conclude tonight, again, congratulations. We love you. And more importantly than that, God loves you. So appreciate everything you five have done over your high school time. That's my part of speaking to you this evening. We're going to go right into then some awards. And those awards, the first awards are our Soul Winner Awards, top male and female soul winners. And the top male soul winner, female soul winner, when I call your name, if you'll just come forward. With seven souls won to the Lord, the top male soul winner was Miles Gardner. Top female soul winner with eight folks won to the Lord, Lydia Thomason. On to top GPA for junior high. And second place with a 3.56. First place had a 3.78. And in first place, top GPA junior high, Akira Horry. Good job, Akira. Top GPA for senior high, and second was 3.44, and then the first place is 3.52. And top GPA junior or senior high is Timmy Ashley. Timmy. Congratulations. Pastor Angel is going to come with a few awards here.
I get the pleasure every year at the awards banquet to introduce some winners of two awards that we give annually, and one of those awards is the Armor Bearer Award. We're not going to go through everything that we did last night. I'll just mention these winners. The Armor Bearer Award is given to a volunteer servant who doesn't get paid, comes in and spends quite a bit of time in some area trying to help our school be better and so forth and so on. And that, the winner this year was Mrs. Joyce Angel. So Joyce, if you would please stand just there. She is our librarian. Thank you. And she spends a lot of time. She was over there tonight. I come early. She comes with me. Where are you going? I'm going to the library. And she was over there for about an hour tonight before the ceremony, organizing and so forth. We appreciate the work that she does for our kids in the library. Then our Knight in Shining Armor Award is given to some alumni, past graduates who have gone on, who are faithful in serving the Lord, don't necessarily have to be in full-time service. Some of them are not. And we have two winners this year. As I said last night, they came all the way through. We don't have the pictures tonight. They came all the way through high school together, played volleyball together, graduated from high school together, went off to college, graduated from college together, and now they're both serving in different places. And one of those winners is Jamie Putnam, who was, of course, Jamie Clem, and she is married to Keith Putnam, and they are missionaries down in Brazil, just starting a church in a town and getting that going. And we certainly are thankful for Jamie and her life. And then the second one was Jesse Lesmeister, who married Stephen, and they are up at Brother Caleb's church. He is Brother Caleb's assistant pastor at Midwest Bible Baptist Church in Rochester. So Jamie Putnam, Jesse Smith Lesmeister are our two graduates, our knights in shining armor. How about we give them a hand, even though they're not here? All right. Very good. Both those girls graduated in 2011 from our school. We let them both know that we were honoring them tonight and also sent a little monetary gift for them.
Our valedictorian speech is going to be from Miles Gardner. Come on up, Miles.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to follow that one. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone here for coming tonight to the graduation ceremony. I know everyone is excited for the end where we receive our diplomas, especially us five over here. But for now, you have to listen to me talk. First of all, I'd like to thank the Academy and all the teachers and students who made the last 4 years of high school memorable. From everything to pop lit quizzes, self-defense classes, our home away game to Highland, Indiana. And anything else that happened, like our memorable nicknames that only us will understand, right, Bessie? Everything that made the last 4 years a memorable part of my life, thank you. To all the teachers who put up with our shenanigans throughout the years and random questions I would ask to distract from classes, I definitely enjoyed making people think and seeing their thought processes, just to argue with them and see wherever they'd think. Just like convincing people that ice skating could be done on glass or something simple like that. But not all of my questions were dumb, if you don't believe me. Google fire burning and zero gravity. It's pretty interesting. Anyways, enough reminiscing on the past. Now it's time to look to the present and beyond. For us seniors, we look ahead to careers in medicine, technology, and most importantly, the ministry. I know God can use all of us, both in full-time service and as faithful Christians in local churches. All we have to do is allow him to do so. I'd like to say to all of you seniors, don't lose sight of what's really important, especially in the next few years of your life as you're making major decisions. Just remember to put God first and then keep your priorities straight with God in church. I have three pieces of advice to give to everybody before I give the rest of my speech. Number one is work hard. Outwork everyone around you and always make sure that you do things and you do things right to get them done. Work hard at everything you do because nothing good comes without work. My second thing is acknowledge those who have helped you along the way, whether it's small or great. Acknowledge your teachers, your friends, or just the faithful people in your life who helped you along the way. Even the simple things like the Sunday school helpers who go unnoticed, thank you. My last point of advice is to push on. No matter how hard it gets, take another step. Even when you fail, try again. When you're overwhelmed, just keep going. Most importantly, when you fall, always get back up. Last but not least, I'd like to thank my mom and dad for your involvement in my life, putting me through school, sometimes by force, and helping me push myself in work, school, and music. Thank you for teaching me how to work and to be competitive. I found that I'm capable of much more than I ever thought. Thank you, mom and dad. And to the senior class, we made it. Cap, gown, and all, congratulations to the exiting class of 2023.
We do have plaques, so we're going to start with Hector. Hector, if you'll come back up first and receive your salutatorian plaque. So if you'll come on up and get a picture, there you go, with that. And then Miles, if you'll come up and get your valedictorian plaque as well. Thank you.
Amen. If you guys want to stand in the reading of God's word, stretch your legs a little bit before we get into the rest of the ceremony. Jeremiah chapter 45, Jeremiah chapter 45, verses 4 and 5. Jeremiah chapter 45, verses 4 and 5 says this: "Thus shalt thou say unto him, the Lord saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But the life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest." Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. Lord, thank you for this graduation day. Lord, thank you for these seniors, each and every single one of them, Lord, has professed to be saved, Lord. Each and one of them, Lord, have family here, and thank you for each one of their lives, Lord. I pray that you use them. I pray, Lord, for the ceremony, the preaching, Lord, that we're about to listen. Help us, Lord, pay attention and listen to your word. And Lord, I just pray that this day be a day, Lord, that can glorify you, Lord, in everything that we do. I just pray, Lord, that you bless the rest of the service, and we ask all this in your perfect, holy, and powerful name. Amen.
Our special before the message is the seniors, and so the seniors have come up, and they're going to be singing "A World We Never Touch."
Thank you. shores of Galilee. From clay he formed the healing balm that caused a blind to see. When stones of wrath lay heavy in their hands, he knelt to write his mercy in the sand. Jesus came to set the captives free, showed us by the way he lived, the way we need to be. Lord, love is more than words could ever say. We must touch them with compassion to help them find their way. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? Could we be so busy being saved, trying to impress a world that's long since lost its way? We pride ourselves in being set apart, yet we don't take time to touch a broken heart. Even if we found the time to care, would we take the risk involved in always being there? We hold the very thing they need so much. Sometimes the word of God can pass through just a simple touch. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? We hide behind these walls in the security of friends, but beyond the stained glass windows, the world is lost in sin. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch?
How can we reach
a world we never touch? Good.
Thank you very much. It's been a good program. Thank you, seniors. Thank you for all the other good music we've enjoyed tonight. Brother Bragg's comments, and I too just want to add congratulations. Every graduate leaves an empty seat, and no matter what you may think, you will be missed, every one of you, because you are a distinct person in your seat, and they can't replace individuals when they move on. So we hope the best for you, of course. I have just a couple of things that I want to say tonight from this passage here from Jeremiah chapter 45, and I'm taking the thought tonight from verse number 5 in particular and calling this God's question and answer, because God asked a question and then he didn't wait for Baruch to give the answer. He answered his own question. This is what he said, or what he asked Baruch: "And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not." Jeremiah is the book among the Old Testament prophetical books that I believe best speaks to America's current condition. God used the voice of Jeremiah and the pen of Baruch to give us the words that are found in the prophecy here. Baruch was Jeremiah's faithful scribe. They had a very close and good relationship. They served in chaotic and critical days in the nation of Judah. And when you come to chapter 45, God speaks directly to Baruch through Jeremiah. Let me just say, apart from what I want to get to tonight, it's a blessing when God speaks to us. When he speaks to us through the mouth of a teacher or a preacher, when he speaks through his word to us, don't ever grow weary of God speaking to you. In fact, be concerned if he stops speaking to you. As Brother Bragg alluded to in his comments, these are the days and years of your lives when you really need to hear and heed the voice of God. Critical decisions. And I mean, you know, people can recover to a point from making a wrong decision, but sometimes there's not a complete recovery. And so you need to be listening carefully, and not only hearing God's voice, but heeding what he says to you. And always remember this, it's an act of mercy when God speaks to any of us. So always respond with gratefulness, no matter if the message is one of encouragement or if it's one of rebuke. We need both. And so when God speaks to us, we should be grateful that he would take the time to do that. Verse number 4, God tells Baruch that he's going to tear down what he had built. He's talking about the nation of Judah. He's going to pluck up that which he had planted. In other words, judgment was coming to Judah. The captivity was inevitable, and God would follow through with what he had foretold. That was in verse number 4. And then in verse number 5, he asks Baruch a soul-searching question. He asks the question, "And seekest thou great things for thyself?" So it's like, Baruch, in light of what I have promised concerning the land of Judah, why are you seeking great things for yourself? Do you really think that your own personal well-being, personal fulfillment, personal satisfaction ought to be your greatest concern? And then he doesn't wait for Baruch to answer. God, he gives Baruch a straight answer. He says, "Seek them not." Are you going to seek great things for yourself? Seek them not. And God said again that he would bring about the judgment that he had prophesied. So Baruch, in light of that, do not seek great things for thyself. And you young people, you're going to head off to the next stage of your life. I would like to echo God's words that he spoke to Baruch to you. Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. Now for the Israelites, it was in light of the coming judgment. But for you, it's for other reasons. Let me give you 3 tonight. Number 1, seek them not because you will lose in this life. You'll lose in this life. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 25, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." The principle that Jesus taught is the opposite of, direct opposite of what the world teaches. Jesus taught the way to find your life is to lose your life. Have you heard the world say anything like that? The world tells you to find your life, you got to really search for it and seek for it and do everything you can to grab it. And there's only one way, one time through life, so live it to all the gusto and do everything you want. And Jesus taught just the opposite. He said the way to happiness, the way to fulfillment, and the way to contentment is not to seek those things for yourself. Don't seek them for yourself. Rather, those life blessings, and in the end, those are really the blessings that you really want. Happiness, fulfillment, and contentment. The way to get those things is to serve and help others enjoy happiness and fulfillment and contentment. The attempt to find happiness and fulfillment and contentment by living for yourself is a futile exercise. And you'll end up losing out on the life blessings that in the end you really want. You know, Moses is considered by many to be one of the greatest leaders, if not the greatest leader of people in the Bible. But Moses did not become a great leader by pursuing great things for himself. It didn't happen. The book of Joshua is written right after Moses passes away. And it talks about Moses several times in the book of Joshua. In fact, the word servant is used 20 times in the book of Joshua. 18 times the word servant is used about Moses. 90% of the times the word servant is used, it's used about Moses, who we consider to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest, leaders of people outside of Christ found in the Bible. Now, that's not a coincidence. Moses became a great leader not by seeking to be a great leader. That's not how he came. He became a great leader by serving others. And as he served others, he was serving the Lord, and Moses found life's blessings. And you will too, if you will seek for others instead of seeking for yourself. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, because you'll lose in this life. Number two, seek not great things for yourself, because you will lose in eternity. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12, Jesus said the final words, he said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Jesus is coming someday, and it could be very soon. And when he comes, the Bible says he will bring his reward with him. You know, there are crowns that every believer can gain if we live for the Lord. I think, Miles, you said it right in your speech that, you know, our hope is not, it's not that everybody goes into full-time ministry. Our hope and prayer is that everybody's just a full-time Christian serving in their local church. And for those that go into ministry, amen. For those who don't, amen. And the truth of the matter is you don't have to be a pastor, missionary, evangelist to win a crown. But I want to say this. There is no crown for great things sought for yourself. I mean, can you imagine up in heaven, okay, and we welcome Mr. So-and-so, and he wins the selfishness crown. I don't think that's going to happen, okay? I don't think that's going to happen up there. Every crown available for you to gain has something to do with your service to Christ. And there is no doubt but that old saying is so fundamentally true. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And so if you want to win at eternity, don't seek things for yourself here. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. You'll lose in this life, and you'll lose in eternity. And then let me say lastly, that if you seek great things for yourself, you will not follow the example of Jesus. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says this, talking about Christ, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. That's what he did. Was the good he did for himself? The good he did was for others. His life was spent in doing good for others. Now, I know you've got goals. I know you've got dreams. I know you've got things that you want to accomplish. All of that is wonderful. But what is your primary goal in life? Is it to seek great things for yourself? Is it fame? Is it fortune or honor? If you follow the example of Jesus, you will not seek great things for yourself. You will spend your life seeking to be a servant of Christ, and not only will you benefit from that, those you touch will also. And the five of you will touch an unbelievable number of folks in the years ahead if Jesus stays in heaven. So don't seek great things for yourself. Don't do that. You'll lose here, you'll lose in eternity, and you won't follow the example of Christ. But if you seek great things for others, if you seek to serve others as you serve Christ, you will win in this life, you'll win in eternity, and you'll follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our prayer for you, is seek the welfare of others as you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, I thank you for the privilege of having a graduation service and especially one like this with these five graduates here tonight. And Father, I pray that you will bless them and ask God that you will direct their paths. Lord, may your word be that lamp unto their feet and that light unto their path. And I do pray as they leave here that they will consider the goals that they've set. And I know there are some personal things that are on the horizon that each one of them wants to accomplish. Probably another degree for many of them, if not all of them. But Lord, the primary goal is to serve you. And if we serve you, if they serve you, they will serve others. They'll win in this life. They'll win in eternity. And they'll follow the example of their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I just want to say tonight briefly that all five of these young people graduating testify that they've trusted the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. In fact, I thought Brother Hector made a very interesting statement. I don't know if you caught it or not. He said when he got saved, he finally started enjoying church and school. It kind of helps to be saved. If you've never trusted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, this is not a revival meeting or even a Sunday morning or evening preaching service. But I want you to know that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and rose again to pay for your salvation. He'll cover your sin debt if you'll trust him. Turn to him. Ask him to be your Savior. Confess that you're a sinner and receive what the Lord Jesus did for your salvation. Trust him and him alone. Father, thank you again for this special night. We pray your richest blessings on these five as they move forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would the graduates please stand? Hector Diaz. Miles Timothy Gardner. Akemi Sophia Hori. Sabrina Litzy Notke. Chandler Michael Tarks. It's with great pleasure we introduce Faith Baptist Academy's graduating class of 2023. You may move your tassels.
Parking lot through the double doors to your right is our gymnasium.